And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lou has been in his new office of school board president only a few days, and already his troubles are beginning. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library, listening to President Edwards coping with a school problem on the phone. Listen.
Yes, Ma. Well, I'll see what we can do about it, Miss Blevins. Yes, Mama, I understand. And I don't blame you for feeling that way, neither. Yes, ma'am. Well, you leave it up to me, Miss Blevins. Yes, Mom. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye. Hey, Granny's Abner, there's another.
Another what?
Another complaint about Professor Sloan over at the schoolhouse there.
Oh.
Folks claim their youngins don't seem to be learning nothing this year.
They don't? Well, I hadn't heard that.
Well, there must be something to it as long as I've been getting so many complaints.
I reckon what's wrong? Professor Sloan used to be a pretty good teacher, didn't he?
Well, I always thought so. Special that first year he taught here.
Yeah.
I thought he was the best one we'd had since Evelina Schultz. She was good.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't know, though. Some change has come over him, looks like.
Well, exactly what are they saying about him, Long?
Well, they claim he just seems uninterested in his work. Don't seem to have the interest of the youngins at heart no more.
Well.
Sometimes he just kind of ignores the scholars. Don't hardly give them no homework to do.
Well, Doggy, there's the kind of teacher I'd want if I was a young'un. That's what I always hated about going to school, was doing that studying. I can't understand what them young'uns are complaining about that for.
Well, it ain't the young'uns. It's their mamas and papas.
Well, don't the mama and papas want their children to be happy?
Well, sure, they want them to be happy, but they don't want them to grow up to be ignorant. Trouble with you, Abner, is you don't realize how important education is.
Well, I'm for educating, Long, but it just all that studying it, I'm again. That's what I never liked.
Well, now, how would you like it if little Pearl was still going to school and she'd come home every day and hadn't learned nothing new?
Pearl's too old to go to the schoolhouse here, Long. She's in a nurse's outfit.
I know that. I said if she was still going to school.
She ain't, though.
I know she ain't.
Besides, little Pearl was smart, Lum. That girl never needed no teaching to learn her nothing. She could just learn it by herself, looks like.
Could, huh?
Oh, yeah. Of course, now, she come by her smartness natural. It runs in her family, on her papa's side, mostly, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, that's plain to see.
Yeah, it is, ain't it?
Well, I know one thing. Something's got to be done about Professor Sloan. It's up to me to do it, looks like.
Up to you.
This would be the year I'd get elected school board president.
Yeah, maybe that's how come you win it so easy this year, Long.
Well, sure. The other members of the board knowed good and well I was the only one that could handle such a problem as this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm the man to handle it all right. Only trouble is, I just don't know what to do about it.
Well, I know what to do about it. Get shut of Professor Sloan.
Well, I know that, but what's bothering me is how to go about doing it.
Well, I don't see why that ought to bother you. That's plumb simple, sounds like to me.
Does it?
Well, sure. You want me to tell you how to do it?
I'd love to have you tell me.
Good. Just walk up to Professor Sloan and say, Professor, you're through.
Professor, you're through?
Yeah.
You think that's the way to do it?
Why, sure.
That's fine.
It ain't so much long.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
How do you study up these brilliant things?
Oh, low me, it ain't hard for a feller of my types. I come by my smartness natural, you might say, I reckon. Inherit some of it from little Pearl, too, I guess.
Professor, you're through.
Yeah.
Now, why couldn't I have thought that?
Oh, yeah, we all can't be geniuses, Lum. Only one to a store, you might say, I reckon.
I sure am lucky I got you for a partner.
Well, I dog as you, these are a lucky break of some kind, Lum. The troubles you have.
No, sir, I don't know how I'd ever get along without you, Abner.
Well, I'm just proud to help you in any way I can, Lum.
Well, that's thoughty of you.
Just any old time, I'm your true friend.
Well, that's nice.
Anytime you got any problems, you just
call. Abner, will you hush up?
Huh?
I've stood all this I can stand.
Huh?
Professor, you're through. That's the worst one suggest I ever heard in my life.
Huh?
If I sat down here and studied for a whole month, I couldn't think of a worse way to tell a man that he's fired.
Well, that's what you want to tell him, ain't it? That he's through teaching here.
Well, yeah, but you can't just walk up to a man and throw that in his face. You've got to lead up to it sort of gradual.
Gradual, huh?
Why, sure. Huh? And the blow so hurt him so much.
Well, here, you ain't going to fist fight him, Lum. You're going to far him. That's what you want to do.
Well, I know sometimes telling a feller he's through hurts him.
Oh.
Them are the unkindest cuts of all.
Well, yeah, they're sort of unkind, I reckon you'd
say.
Yeah,
that's a hard thing to tell a man.
Yeah.
Or to break his fall for him.
Break his fall.
Especially when he's a good friend like Professor Sloan.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm ever going to bring myself to do it.
Well, if it's that hard, why don't you just not do it then?
No. I got to think of the young'un's education. As long as I'm president of the school board, I have to put the scholars' interests ahead of everything else. It's my duty.
Huh?
Can't let personal friendship stand in the way of my duty.
Well, just looks like you'll have to go over and tell him then.
Yeah, reckon so. I sure hate to do it, though.
Well, long as you don't like my subject, Lum, how you gonna aim to go about telling him?
But that's just it. I don't know. It ain't gonna be Professor You're Through, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, maybe that wouldn't be so good after all, after sort of thinking it over.
Wait a minute, Abney. You're going to make some delivers over by the schoolhouse today, ain't you?
Well, I got to go over to the Quincy's and the Pomeroy. What'd you ask that for?
No, I was just thinking, long as you're going over in that direction anyway, I was wondering if you couldn't just sort of drop into the schoolhouse.
Well, I ain't got no groceries for the schoolhouse long.
I know that, but I just thought maybe while you was over there that you could just mention to Professor Sloan that he's... Well, only you some other word.
Oh.
Tell him in as nice a way as you can. Then tell him he can get the details from me later on.
Now, just a minute. I ain't gonna tell him nothing like that, Lum. I ain't president of the school board. Ain't even a member of it. I can't go very far in a teacher.
Well, I never said you was. I just thought you wouldn't mind doing a favorance for old friend.
Well, that's one thing I ain't gonna do. That's your job. You're president of the school board.
Well, a while ago, you said any time I had any little old problems, I could just come to you with them.
Well, yeah.
You said you'd be more than proud to help me out.
Okay, that's right. I did say that, didn't I?
Well, sure you done it.
I watch myself, old big mouth Peabody, all this talking.
Are you going to do it or ain't you?
Now, Lum, you know how I run around and talk all the time. You can't believe half of what I tell you, Lum. I wouldn't put no dependence in anything I tell you. It just ain't safe. Don't believe me. That's what I always say. Don't believe me.
At last, I finally got you to admit.
I'm willing to help you out on some things, Lum,
but forget it. I'll do this thing myself.
Yeah, that's better.
Might have known I couldn't expect no help from you.
Well, now, Lum.
I told you to just forget it, Abner.
Oh, I
believe the best thing to do is write Professor Sloan a note.
A note?
Yeah, that'd be dignified, I believe. And official looking. Yeah, I think it has to be in writing anyway, come to think about it.
Well, here, wait a minute, Lum. Ain't you supposed to take this up with the school board first before you go firing a teacher?
Well, to be honest, the board's done taking it up, and they voted to get shut of him and then left it up to me to do it.
Well, you never told me that.
I know I never. Huh? Just been stalling around on it. But now, since all these complaints are starting to come in, I just can't put it off no longer.
Well, no. Special not if the board's done voted on.
Some paper there, Abner, and I'll dictate the note to you.
Yeah, sure. I'll be glad to write it for you. I'll do that now.
I want to be sure and make it sound just right. Use the right phraseology and all that stuff.
Well, go ahead. Start dictating. I'll write it right here.
Dear Professor.
Dear Professor. Yeah, I believe that's a good start you got there.
Well, I don't know whether it is or not. Now that I think about it, maybe it's a little hypocritical.
Huh?
Yeah. Here I am calling him Dear Professor like I loved him the worst way, and right on the next line I'm telling him he's fard.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's what you're going to tell him, all right, ain't it?
Well, I believe it'd be more honest just to leave off that dear. Draw a line through that.
Right through that dear, huh? Oh, yeah. That's a shame after how good I wrote that. Look at that D. I got a curlicue up there.
I see here. Your services at the Cloverleaf Township Public School has been a satisfaction.
Your services at the Cloverleaf Township... Public school, you say?
Yeah.
Public school has been satisfied.
Of course, that ain't the truth, neither. If he was satisfaction to us, we wouldn't be getting shut of him.
No. You might put down your services was almost satisfaction. You could put
that
almost. I can write it up there on the slate.
That don't sound right, neither, no. Fact is, any time you read the words your services was satisfaction in a letter, you know good and well what's coming next. So cut out that services stuff.
Cut everything from services on out here?
Yeah.
Mark right through there.
Let's see. I have long admired your work. No, that's no good. Cut that out, too.
Well, wait a minute. Give me that once more, Lum. I can't cut it out till I got it wrote down. I never heard you there.
Well, just skip it all together, then. No. Put this down instead. How can I say it?
Huh?
It has been very nice knowing you and having been associated with you.
Now, come over that again. Now, I missed everything following it. It hard.
Well, never mind. I don't like that neither. Annie, this is hard.
Yeah, it is. Putting down, scratching out, and then putting down, drawing another line. That ain't a very neat-looking letter.
Maybe the firm, direct method would be the best. Like, for instance, let's see.
Huh?
What would you suggest there, Abner?
I don't know. Well, maybe something like, Professor, you're through.
Yeah, that sounds good and direct.
Well.
Yeah, put that down. If you got something to say, come right out and say it. I've always said that.